patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Future NBA head coach. Tony, I thought of that. You know how you get to be on a pro head coach?
How?
On TV. Jeff Saturday, the latest. Oh, the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. When it happens in the NBA, you know who's getting the job.
Zora
Stevenson. Just a question, a matter of time.
Yeah.
Former NBA head coach Zora, good afternoon.
Future, you mean?
Yes. Future, not future. Former.
Yeah. You former, are.
That'd be bad.
Oh, wow.
Future.
I so much like the concept that I lost focus. Sorry. Future NBA head coach. What team think it's going to be?
Which team do you want to coach? Can't coach the Bucks.
No, you got to have a crazy owner. That's part of the deal.
Oh, and you want to inherit a good foundation too. Like, you don't want to be a first time head coach and then have to start from scratch.
Well, I can't guarantee you anything but interim. Now, Zora, we were told that you're on the team bus, so you have to be quiet. You're such a nice person. I can't believe that you would do this. I would never do an interview on the team bus. How about you, Hall of Famer?
I would never do an interview in general, but yeah.
What? So negative. Zora, do you feel the...
Zora, hold up the phone so I can say something.
Get rid of Pat Connaughton!
Did they hear that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, he's not even on my bus.
Oh, okay. you're not on the player's bus, or do they I'm confused.
Yeah, so it's a player's coach bus, and then there's a staff bus.
Oh, well, then being on that bus, I would easily do an interview.
But Zora's a player, though. Wait, you didn't play the game. It's not like you guys lost, and now the bus is quiet.
Yeah. What happened last night? Giannis couldn't have been 100%. That's my answer.
Oh, my goodness. So anytime they lose, there's got to be some big...
NBA. When they lose to Atlanta without Trae Young and get
good.
Drilled...
Atlanta's good.
They got drilled.
Atlanta's
with
good,
without Trae Young, they're still good.
Yes. They
beat
them
by...
DeJounte Murray, dude.
What was 25? Yeah. What was the lead in the fourth quarter?
AJ Griffin, true.
They're good. They got a lot of young talent.
Surprised without Trae Young that Atlanta won by that amount. Correct, Zora?
Well, I think, no, I'm not. The game just kind of got away from them. I mean, remember, the Bucks were up by 6 at halftime. I believe they were only down by maybe 11 to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of unraveled. I mean, what the guys are really talking about is that they just ran out of steam, down by 9 to start the fourth quarter. Yeah, so I think it was more of just a, hey, nice run to start the season, but it just wasn't their night, energy-wise. I really think that Atlanta made more shots, yes. The Bucks went cold in the second half. And then, I mean, after the game, Coach Bud said, hey, we just ran out of steam. Atlanta was hyped.
All right, I just want to give you a heads up that more people I can ever remember coming up to me and going, Bucks going to win a championship, right? Oh, Bucks going to win the championship this year. And I said, yep, they got a new defensive set. The stats would say that. And as long as Brooke Lopez stays healthy and he's that rim protector, yep, they're winning a championship. Take it away, Zora.
Yeah, they're in a great position to do that with all of the things that you mentioned. I mean, come on. I mean, championships are so hard. But obviously that's the team's goal. That's what they want to do. And that's why being 9-1 is not, you know, it's not awful that they dropped one. You have to remember, I mean, DeJounte Murray after the game, he said, yeah, like we came in with the mindset that we wanted to make the Bucks 9-1. Like everyone was just trying to give the Bucks their first loss, you know? So I think a lot of factors. And teams often play better when their superstars not playing at night. Because you get the ball in different spots. You get to kind of play in a different way. You're like, hey, it may be able to be my night. So, I'm not surprised that Atlanta played the way they did. Plus, the Bucks just haven't had good performances in Atlanta. I mean, I go back to last season, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hawks beat them that day in Atlanta. Atlanta's a tough place to play for Milwaukee lately for some reason. But, I mean, they're still in good shape. 9-1, defense is dropping. The offense will come. They'll start to knock down shots consistently. I don't think anybody's worried about that.
Yeah, still, it's too early to be really worried about the Bucks, but
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean,
nobody's worried, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried. But that Atlanta team though, like Homer's just assuming, and probably a lot of people like, oh, Trae Young's out. This should be an easy win for the Bucks. But I mean, they are loaded with young talent, though. I mean, just loaded.
No, I didn't expect. I didn't expect them to win easily. I just didn't expect them to get drilled by 20.
But it wasn't. They weren't drilled. Like I said, it was a close game up until the fourth quarter. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like it was
fourth
a blowout,
quarter, and then they got drilled. So you both are right.
Fair. Don't worry. That's the first thing. Yeah. Oh, we missed you. We missed you.
I'm just here to bring the reality to the situation, Zara.
We appreciate it.
I know, and it's not. It's. I mean, I'm expecting at some point Zora to get disappointed that you're too negative. We haven't had that segment. That's almost a weekly thing. Tony,
I'm never negative.
Right, what about how you missing? Hold on, you'll love this, Zora. You miss Pat Connaughton. That's probably the reason the Bucks lost. Is you can only go so far without Pat Connaughton.
Wait, can we get him to shine though? He got the NBA Cares Community Assist Award.
Yes.
For the offseason. He refurbished and renovated multiple courts in Milwaukee, in Massachusetts, where he's from, and then he has free clinics at these courts. His real estate company, putting up new apartment units, 25% goes to folks with disabilities. Pat's doing a lot of stuff off the court, of course, still working to get back from the calf strain.
Yeah, the hard thing for the Bucks is when you have somebody like Jrue Holiday doing what he's doing, it's hard, even if you're an incredibly... doing great things like Compton is, because Holiday's in the Hall of Fame of stuff he's doing.
Oh, well, yeah, if you want to talk about off the court. What's so great, though, about this team is, like, I have to dig and really ask around to find out what they're doing to get back. But these guys do it so silently. They don't want people to know. Between George Hill, Jrue Holiday, Pat Connaughton, Chris Middleton does a ton of stuff. There's so many. Wesley Matthews. I mean, I can go on and on. Joe Ingles. We haven't really even gotten to know Joe Ingles just because, you know, he's coming back from the ACL, but I can't wait for Bucks fans to really get to know Joe Ingles. Great human being, funny guy. Everybody's excited to have him on the team.
Oh, I was going to ask, what do you got to tell us about him then? What about his game?
I think the game, though, I mean, nobody can predict how you're going to come back from that, right? So, of course, he's got the ability to knock down shots from the outside. When I talked to him on media day, he was like, yeah, but also my ability to make plays too, you know, in the pick and roll and off the dribble and set other people up. He's a big body, right, to help spread the floor. Those are all things historically that he's been able to do. But of course, I think it's always a little different when people fit into the Bucks, right, because you've got to fit Bucks basketball. And so whoever you were outside of that, I mean, the Bucks to be, it's within the realm of Giannis, Chris, Jrue, and Brooke as well, and what they do defensively, and then, you know, offense. Most people are role players, which is totally fine, but you just have to find your niche within this group because there's so much talent.
Yeah, I think there's a specific fit. I mean, some guys come here, they're going to look better. I mean, look at Carter. Carter's looking great.
I think anybody comes in here and they can fit.
No, I don't think everybody is. But like I said, Carter came, and he looks great in the system. Really good. Are you going to get other people who come in? They just don't fit the system.
You know, but Tony, I would argue that a lot of people actually thrive in the Bucks system. I mean, we all brought up Javon Carter, but somebody like Bobby Portis, right? Like, this has been...
If you can't fit in the Bucks system, you got a problem. That's what I say.
Well, I don't know about that much. Because that's kind of an absolute, right? A lot has to happen for somebody to have a fit. But I do think more times than not, players really are complimented by being within this system. And, of course, just playing with Giannis.
Yeah, and the standard that he sets on everything.
And having that green light to chuck it up whenever you want to. That feels good as well.
Well, I wouldn't want that. Tony, wouldn't you want to shoot? I would want that.
Hey, that's what I just said, Zora. I just said that feels good.
I'm tricked. I think I could go in because I'm like, oh, I
and
you
know, win.
I stand in the corner and shoot.
You get to chuck it up and you win. Yeah. By the way, nobody should shot, really talk to Jrue Holiday today. He had 8 turnovers in last night's game. That's a lot.
Hey, Zara, now who's bringing the negative?
I was being positive. I said, don't talk to him today. He will not be happy. 8 turnovers.
Bringing up the negative, Homer.
8 is a lot.
Homer's taking my place.
Now we know how one of the reasons they lost in the fourth quarter. He has 8. Giannis has 5. How many games have they won in which Drew Holiday and Giannis combined for 13 turnovers? I'll bet not many, because they never do that.
And then the Hawks converted on a lot of those, right? 22 points off turnovers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, though. I mean, the Bucks rarely get out-rebounded.
That's 19 true.
19 second-chance points for Atlanta. It was kind of...
Brooke Lopez had 2 rebounds. Night. 2!
Well, Brooke doesn't usually rebound, though.
Where he is.
Yeah,
I'll look to see how many games he hasn't had 2 turnovers.
Brooke averaged 2 rebounds.
He had 3. Then it was 8, 7, 9, 6, 11, 6, 5, 4. 2? With no problem. All right, I got to move on to the positive stuff.
Please, this is not like you. You're way too negative.
No. Say what. Tell me
something happened to him.
If you want to be positive, say something about Giannis. Tell me anything about Giannis. Whatever you want to say. We should have a Giannis segment each week.
Don't say Leo.
Yeah, have you used that yet?
I don't know.
Not yet.
What, a Giannis? The name.
Yeah, Totelio.
What was it, the great one?
The perfect one.
Yes. Totelio. The new nickname for Giannis. Totelio!
Oh, no, you haven't recorded.
Yeah, you don't have to sound Italian when you say it, though.
No, you can. Tony does it perfectly because Tony does it the way Zora will do it. Go ahead.
I don't know how Zora do it. Let's hear it, Zora.
No, she's going to do it with the same tone and class that you do. Go ahead.
Homer, say the word again.
No, I'm not. Tony has to do it.
Homer,
you're never going to do it like that. You're going to do it like Tony does.
Say it nice and easy, Zora. Let's hear it. Totelio.
There it is. Perfect.
Totelio.
Yeah, there it is.
She's on the bus, though. She's got to be quiet.
No, she has to, but that's the way she would do it.
Don't do the screams or whatever.
Because you would see the look on Zora's face that tells you she's amazed by what he said, what he just did, and then she can use the word exactly in the tone that you gave it. I can see it. Just don't know when she's going to do it. But she doesn't have to think about it, because when it happens, she'll just do it.
Yeah, I got to wait for a good moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moment has not happened yet.
I know, and your standard is much higher than mine for that. So it'll be the perfect spot. You know, this is when it fits. I'm wondering what it'll be. I have no idea what he will do that will make you feel like, yep, that's the perfect spot. So.
You don't want a Giannis nugget, though, before we wrap? I know you have a Giannis nugget.
Yeah, always.
So everybody's been asking, like, how has Giannis improved this season?
Yep.
Okay? And so I sought out some folks within the Bucks front office staff, because, you know, people talk, and you look at the numbers, and it's hard to pinpoint. And someone within the front office was like, it's all in his poise and his pace. Like, he's not rushed with anything, right? He's really showing off his ability to score at will. Yeah. And watch Giannis's handle. And I've noticed that this season, too. It's like, he'll make a move. And he's getting saucy with it. Rather than just, like, full-on power, he's sizing you up a little bit.
Oh.
Kind of turning you left and right with his handle. So next time you watch a Bucks game, look at Giannis's ball-handling skills on display. And I think that's something I'm going to keep an eye out for, too.
Oh, that's where it's going to happen. He's going to do an incredible ball-handling skill.
He's going to put somebody on skates. That fee...
Homer doesn't know what that means. Homer doesn't know what that means.
Well, no, that's like, what do they say?
Speaking old man terms.
It's when you break somebody's ankle and you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Congratulations. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Pebble, give him a bell. He got it right.
Nicely done, Zora. That will be the area in which you will use the new word for Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. Yep. And then it'll take off. Stop. The T-shirts and everything will start. And
I'll give Homer all the credit.
No,
I know where it came from.
No, I had something else in Tony. Credit. It's Tony's word. Tony is the one who changed it.
Sorry. It just doesn't come to my mind that Tony, you know, is at the forefront of something positive. And
hey!
Positive.
Yeah! Zara! I mean,
the
seriously.
My one dig of the day.
The official finish.
She's always got to cut me. Yeah. Always got to cut me. Get me a Band-Aid, Pebble.
You know
I'm bleeding right now.
When she does, she always has a nice laugh to follow.
It's all right.
It creates an energy.
That's right. I'm going to see her on the court one day. I'm going to shoot her out. Just for that.
No, nah, she will beat you in a game. She'll beat you in a game of
horse. We will see, won't we?
I know we will see.
Bring it.
And you can put your money down, pal.
I will.
I know you will.
It won't. No,
and you'll be handed it to me when
it's
you're done.
Gotta be. You can't have any tricks. It's gotta be basic shots.
What do you mean tricks?
You can't, you know, bounce and do weird things.
We're playing around the world. What are you talking about? That's it.
Oh, around the world. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, go around the spot. Let's go.
That's right. Let's do it. Thanks, Zara.
Talk soon.
Especially on the bus, quiet.
On the bus. Yeah. Very quiet.
But she wasn't on the player's bus, right?
No. Yeah. Nah, that's a different. She probably wouldn't have done it if she's on the player's
Correct.
Bus.
Correct. Yes. We thought it was that. Wow. All right, we will get to how good is Jordan Love based on the comments, not of me, not of Pebble, not of the Hall of Famer, but of a teammate next.
You're listening to Homer and Tony.
How confident or comfortable do you feel with Joe Barry?
Comfortable. Is that like champions?
On 94.5 ESPN and WisconsinOnDemand.com.